the Maya have two calendars that run together, a system of calendars, not just one. They have the Zolkin. The Zolkin calendar is actually the subject of this piece of paper right here. The Zolkin calendar has a 260-day repeating time cycle. It goes 260 days and starts all over again. This was called the personal calendar of the Maya. And it's made up of 13 intentions on the part of creation and 20 aspects of creation. 13 times 20 is 260. Each day having a very specific intention and representing an aspect of creation. So every day has a special meaning. 260 different combinations. You were born on one of those days. You were born into an intention and with certain aspects. This is how the Maya calendar was personal. But people as a Maya celebrated every single day of their calendar for the purpose it was serving onto creation as a sacred event. Every single day. That's a little different than how we treat our calendar, isn't it? So how personal was this calendar? Your first name as a Maya was the name of the day that you were born. So I would be 12 Sun, Ian Lungel. That wouldn't be a nickname. That'd be my first name. Everybody that was born on that same day had the same name. It's not so bad. There's a lot of Bobs running around in there. The other calendar the Maya use is called the Tun calendar. T-U-N, Tun. And this is a 360-day calendar. Like the Tibetan calendar, and the Hebrew calendar, and the Egyptian calendar, and the Maori calendar. 360 days. Well, this calendar was called the Divine calendar by the Maya. And it was the source of their prophecies. You ever heard about the Mayan prophecies and how phenomenally accurate they were? Did you know that the Maya predicted the downfall of their own civilization 500 years before it happened? And then it came true. They knew why. Pretty wise guys, don't you think? To be able to prepare.